This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, want to give a quick shout out to our brand new affiliate, WXRK 1460 AM in Mount Pleasant, Tennessee. Our friend Greg Combs out there, we met with him last week, just wanted to welcome aboard. Thank you for your trust. WXRQ 1460 AM, Mount Pleasant, Tennessee. We are now at 132 affiliates across the United States of America. You have made us the number one and the number two show out of 65 different show hosts on Genesis Communication Networks, and we appreciate that. Also want to let you know that we're also being broadcast into 53 different countries. If you're on YouTube, just want to give you, just for your information, JFYI, the acronym is, hey friends, we got commercials because we have sponsors, and the sponsors take care of what the people should take care of. We're a ministry, so if you'd like to consider supporting us, that would be great. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to membership, become a son or a daughter of liberty today. Again, become a son or a daughter of liberty today, sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the store, and then go to membership. You'll see it there. I want to get right to this, friends, because I've seen some billboards today on the way back from doing some work this morning. And I'm talking about church billboards. I seen one billboard, as a matter of fact, on a church yard sign. Lord, make us to be the people that our dogs think that we are. I'm not making this up. It said on a church yard sign, Lord, make us be the people that our dogs think that we are. You want to talk about blasphemy? You want to talk about lightly esteeming the God of our salvation? Folks, no wonder why nobody takes them serious. Here's another one for you. As a matter of fact, we're going to do another show on this tomorrow, that we're doing it to ourselves, and I'm talking to the professed church across this country and concerning their statements that they make through their yard signs and their church signs. It's just pathetic. And no wonder why, again, nobody takes them serious. Another sign said that Jesus would wear a mask. How does that line up to the fact that he has all power over all the enemy? How does that line up with the fact that I am the Lord that healeth thee? How is it the fact that he has all power over all flesh? It doesn't jibe, does it? It doesn't line up with their statement. No, what the modern day professors today in this country are doing, friends, are lowering the standard. What they're really saying is Jesus would wear a mask because I'm wearing a mask. And I want you to believe that I'm the standard rather than Jesus Christ is the standard. And see what I've done. They're not telling you this, but I'm telling you this. What they've done is they've created a God to suit their own image. They've created a God and they bowed down to a God that suits their sins. In other words, a God that does not exist. No, Jesus wouldn't be wearing a mask. As a matter of fact, what's going on in the United States of America has nothing to do with the government concerning some fabricated, perpetuated fraud through a virus that they've sensationalized and embellished to the point of no return, friends. The fact of the matter is Jesus Christ is the healer. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Again, so we're going to be talking about this tomorrow. But I want to say this, friends. What's interesting to note as well, they say that the professed Christians on this globe today are the very reason for atheism that is across the boards on this globe. Well, I just want to say, for the record, that's not true. Atheism is nothing more than idolatry. It's the oldest sin in the book. But I do want to kind of equate it to what people in the world, the heathens, the reprobates, are saying about the professors. In other words, what they're doing is they're calling them out for their hypocrisy. But I want to say something to you too, heathens. I want to say something to you too, reprobates. Romans 1:24. Do consider that nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ himself did. Now what's your excuse? But let's just say what you're saying is true, okay? And what I want to do is I want to take it from an atheist versus a godly man. And I want you to listen to this because this is true, okay? And this is the fruit of an atheist in comparison to that of the fruit of a real Christian man. Max Jukes was an atheist, and he lived a godless life, okay? He married an ungodly girl, and from their union, there was 310 paupers, bums, okay? Leeches, parasites. 150 criminals were from Max Jukes and his ungodly wife's union. Seven that were actually murderers, 100 drunkards, and more than half of the women that they had, their posterity, were prostitutes. Okay? This is the fruit of an atheist. His 540 descendants cost the state $1.25 million, and please keep in mind that this was a lot of money during the 17th century. But praise God, it works both ways. Listen carefully, friends. You reap what you sow, Galatians 6:7. But praise God, it works both ways. There's a recall of a great American man of God. His name was Jonathan Edwards. He was a great awakening preacher. There's a recall of of his lifestyle compared to that of Max Jukes. What Jonathan Edwards did was he married a godly woman, okay? An investigation was made into his life, and of the 1,394 known descendants of Jonathan Edwards, of which 13 became college presidents, 65 college professors, 3 United States senators, 30 judges, 100 lawyers, 60 physicians, 75 Army and Navy officers, 100 preachers and missionaries. This is the fruit of a godly man, Jonathan Edwards and his godly wife, okay? 80 became public officials in various capacities, and 295 college graduates, among whom were governors of states and ministers to foreign countries. His descendants did not cost the state a single penny. Folks, put that into contrast with an atheist, which precedes communism. Communism precedes atheism. Friends, you know as well as I do. Listen, a building has a builder. A painting has a painter. Creation has a creator. To deny that, friends, was to deal with unreasonable men. This is to take these men and to transport them to the sun, and I guarantee you they wouldn't see it. And why is it that they wouldn't see the sun? It's because they don't want to see the sun. And regardless, folks, it matters not what they believe. They don't have to believe in trucks neither. But what happens if they stand in front of a truck, friends? It's going to hit them. That's called Judgment Day. That's why I'm telling the atheists today. That's why I'm telling the hypocrites today. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 3:20, Acts 20:21, Acts 2:38. The list goes on. Mark 1:17. Folks, the memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot. Proverbs 10:7. Folks, we're going to come right back to this. How controlled are your options? Everywhere you go, you're corralled into the options that they give you. Food for thought, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources. Not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Thank you, Linda. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to check us out live, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. 13 to 15 articles over there, combating the lies in the mainstream media. Go to the right side of sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side as you click onto YouTube. Join us on Top Chat, which happens to be on the right side. Again, join us on Top Chat. If you want to go over to Before It's News, please do. We're on the front page, beforeitsnews.com. Click onto YouTube. Join us on the right side to join us on Top Chat. Okay? If you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christer. By the way, who said that? Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, said that. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Again, there's a whole lot of that going on. Read Romans 12:2, friends, because we're not to be conformed to the world. We're to be transformed by the renewing of our minds by the Word of God. And if we're new creatures in Christ Jesus, guess what? We're going to feed on the bread of life. So you don't need to be talked into that. You just need to be pointed to that. And it's for you to respond. Make a choice. Deuteronomy 30:19, when you get a moment. So this is what I wanted to cover. This was on my heart this morning. I was doing a little work and I had about an hour and a half to write this out, so I did. Everywhere you go, you're corralled into the options that are given. Folks, it's been said, it's easy to make good decisions when there are no bad options. Yet the problem that we're having is the options given are from the same bad people. Okay? This is what I want you to pay close attention to. It's easy to make good decisions when there's no bad options, yet that's all there is bad options. They're all on the same team. Yet the problem is the options given are from the same bad people. Now, I want to make clear this as well. We've heard from Edmund Burke, have a lot of respect for the guy, no doubt about it. He said, evil prevails because good men do nothing. I want to make clear, just so you can get on my track here, right? That's not true at all, because good men do not allow evil to prevail. Okay? Good men respond to the commandments of God because they're good, by being born again, by being born of the incorruptible seed. And the list goes on. Okay? So again, just making clear, I want you to understand the presupposition is that God is, and that this is based on the Word of God and the Constitution, everything we talk about. So let's bring it into the natural. Jesus continuously taught in the natural. He spoke in the natural that you might understand what he's teaching you in the spiritual. 1 Corinthians 2:14. Read that when you get a moment. Okay? Folks, have you ever wondered, as if you were being corralled into the options and answers given you every step of the way? Because what I'm about to share with you, friends, is going to give you a clear reality and a clear reality check as to how you are being driven at every given step to pick the options that, again, that they're given. So where you eat, where you sleep, where you shop, where you get your gas. Your options when it comes to your airlines, to your health, social media, to your insurance, from your politicians, to your preachers. Over and over again, you are being led to choose from the options that the powers that are tolerated have given. Oh folks, I mean, just think about this, because we've noticed this for years. And I just got up to the point of, you know what, I need to write about this because it weighs heavy on my heart to share this with what we see concerning with the people as to what we see across the country. Now, we just recently returned home from touring in Michigan. We were doing churches there. We went and did a couple things in the great state of Tennessee. We did television twice, so on and so forth. But with that said, one thing that we noticed over and over again was that the options given for restaurants to choose from when we got hungry, without fail, was always this. Every single rest area, friends, literally, had one of these. Burger King, McDonald's, Taco Bell, there's an Arby's, there's a Hardee's, and the list goes on. Everywhere we go across the country, it's always these same restaurants. Burger King, McDonald's, Taco Bell, Hardee's, Arby's, and this being on the East Coast and this being on the West Coast. Now, this is just the tip of the iceberg, but I'm sure in your particular state, you can notice the same thing. Why is it these big corporations that own these restaurants? Why is it the same options given at every given turn? Again, the point is, these are the options that have been given to you when you get hungry. Okay? We also noticed that when we were eating in one of these restaurants, if there was a television set, perhaps, we don't watch TV, we haven't watched it for 23 years, and there's a reason for that. 2 Corinthians 6:17, start there, finish the chapter, James 4:4, and then go read Amos 3:3. You'll understand what I'm talking about, okay? But oftentimes when we go into these restaurants, we notice that they have a television set. We also noticed that if they were broadcasting a game, whether it be a football game, a basketball game, a baseball game, you would see the sponsors at these games that were on the boards. If it was a hockey game, you would see them on the boards. If it was a basketball game, you would see them scroll. If it was a football game, you would just see them all over the place. It would be during their commercials. It was these same commercials. And it was these same restaurants given as options to go to when we're hungry. Well, you can say, well, that's capitalism. No. I'm not talking about capitalism, friends. Now, just you got to hang on with me so you can get the whole enchilada at the end of what I'm saying here. The whole pith in the marrow concerning the truth. Because what we've noticed, they're all on the same team. Now, not every single one of them, but you'll notice that every one that I've named just there, concerning the tip of the iceberg, concerning the options given for restaurants, friends, you'll notice that they're pushing the same agendas at the same time. Now, just hold on with me, okay? When it comes to hotels to stay in, what we see all across the country is, guess what, friends? Super 8s. We see Motel 6s. We see Holiday Inns. We see Marriott's. We see Hampton Inns. We see a Drury and American Inns. What we don't see, friends, is not the little guy. When it comes to the restaurants, very far and few between do you see the little guy with their billboards up or with their little signs up saying, hey, listen, we're over here. We see them, but they're far and few between concerning big corporations. And especially now with what just took place through this perpetuated fraud, this whole COVID-19 fraud, friends, you know that over 100,000 businesses have been shut down. 55% of them will never open up again. So we know it's pre-planned, but this was all purposed in shutting down the little guy. See, because people have not been paying attention to the fact that big corporations have been flourishing financially like mad during this current pandemic. Has anybody been paying attention? All these little businesses told to shut down? And for some reason or another, the American people don't want to listen to the federal judges that are telling you. Listen to me. The federal judges that are telling you that governors have no business shutting down anybody's business. These are federal judges, friends. And it hasn't been just one. It's been governors telling you the same thing. So there's absolutely no reason your business is shutting down unless you're complying with unconstitutional edicts coming from a tyrant in your particular state. But again, let me get back to this, friends. Notice that the hotels that you can stay in, they're all the same. You got the American Inns. Folks, again, Hiltons. Well, what about the little guy? Every once in a while, you go out and drive about 50 miles out of town, you might find the little guy. You know, $35.99 a night. And those little roadside hotels, they're super clean. They're fine. They got a little pool. There's nothing wrong with them, folks. They just don't have the big corporate money. But notice when an agenda is pushed forward, all of these corporations that I have named thus far, for the most part, they all go in concert together in pushing that agenda. The little guys don't do that. The little guys don't do that in the restaurants neither. Are you tracking with me, friends? Let me keep going on here. What about your social media options? What are they? Well, you have YouTube. Folks, I was pulling up information this morning on some of my old articles. YouTube has pulled. They've expunged. They pulled video after video from my articles that we put time, money, and effort into. Where do they have, friends, the lawful authority to expunge my content? Especially when it's lined up with the Word of God and the U.S. Constitution. Well, you need to keep in mind, our social media options are subversive to American government. Don't get me wrong. You need to understand that YouTube, Yahoo, Facebook, and Twitter are subversive to American government. They're trying to normalize a narrative that transgresses American law. For those that didn't pay attention, or don't know, or don't pay attention, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I'm just throwing out there food for thought, friends, but hold with me, because I'm going to go on and on, line upon line, precept upon precept, and I'm going to highlight other options given in other facets of life. It's all controlled. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is still pushing the White House on a new economic stimulus package.
It's sinful that we have not addressed protecting the lives of the American people on the path that this president has taken.
The Democrat telling reporters she wants more money for state and local governments and dollars to ensure safety at schools. Meanwhile, Republicans feel that's a bailout for cities that were poorly run. The Twitter account of Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Mark Morgan was suspended for a post praising the success of the southern border wall. Morgan reacting to that news on Twitter.
So with all due respect, Twitter, you're locking my account. Doesn't pass the BS test.
Twitter saying the account violated rules for hateful conduct. USA Radio News. Florida is the center of the political universe today. Both President Trump and Democratic nominee Joe Biden will be campaigning in the Sunshine State. They are both holding events in Tampa. The Girl Scouts of America sent a tweet congratulating Amy Coney Barrett on her nomination to the Supreme Court, only to delete the tweet and apologize later. The original post shared by a news reporter in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, included the caption, "Congratulations, Amy Coney Barrett, on becoming the fifth woman appointed to the Supreme Court since its inception in 1789, ending with an emoji of a hand raised up. According to CAL FIRE, nearly 5,000 firefighters are battling 22 wildfires in California. CAL FIRE also announcing seasonable weather conditions will persist across California on Thursday as red flag warnings have expired. Firefighters earlier this week responding to 23 new wildfires. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 1315 articles over there, friends, combating the lies in the CIA-controlled media. Go to the right side of the page, join us on YouTube, join us on Top Chat, go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, click onto YouTube, we're on the front page there, right up on the top, click onto it, go to the right side, join us on Top Chat. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Just had a Top Chat friend say, suggestion, Bradley, have your webmaster list all the social medias you and Tim are on. I'm trying to keep up. With all due respect, Jeff, if you look at the very first strip on the feed, you'll notice that I've already given you a heads up. It's on the left side, right in the information category. Please do note, we pretty much cover a lot of the questions that are asked if you scroll to the top of the Top Chat feed, just for the record. Now, folks, during the break, I wanted to kind of give you a little information because you heard during the break again, Nancy Pelosi talking about how she needs more money to protect the American people. Also notice that she is the one that is advocating for the murder of the innocent to 3,000 to 4,000 babies a day. This current administration now pays up to $600 million a year to the likes of Planned Parenthood in America. For the record, go to Washington Times and you will find that abortions are up. They are not down. Also note, with that, friends, you just heard the Twitter CEO being grilled, right? It's nothing more than appeasement. We call these guys the great appeasers, right? These gorillas, friends, never bring about resolve. And that's the very purpose of government, is to enforce those laws. Read Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. Also go over to Article 2, Section 3, and then make reference to Article 6, Section 2, the Supremacy Clause. Okay? Because nothing's going to happen to the big tech companies until the American people stand up and say, we've had enough of your subversiveness and censorship. Because, friends, it is over the top. And, again, we are in dangerous times. On top of that, during the break, I noticed that William Casey, the CIA director, said in 1981, under Ronald Reagan, listen carefully, now bring about the correlation concerning a text from a guy named Craig, okay? So first things first, we'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American people believes is false. This is William Casey, CIA director. They found him at the bottom of a lake, by the way. You reap what you sow, brother. How's that working out for you, right? We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false, which is a great segue to what we're talking about right now, friends. Because people need to understand, everywhere you go, you are corralled into the options that are given. Okay? But this is what I want you to hear. Listen to the ignorance. Right after this quote, we'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything that the American people believes is false. Craig said, CIA Operation Mockingbird is very real. It's been around for a long time, by the way. Matter of fact, President, the buck stops here, Truman, said that of the CIA, he said that if he had known that the CIA would have been the American version of the Gestapo back in 47, he would have had nothing to do with it, okay? But Craig says CIA Operation Mockingbird is very real. William Casey, CIA director, 1981. You know what this guy says right after that? Trump 2020. My gosh. Did you hear what you just said? That's called sticking both feet in your mouth. Now, let's get back to this, friends. Everywhere you go, you're corralled into the options that the powers that are tolerated have given you. Literally, friends, unless you have come out from among them. 2 Corinthians 6. Let's go back to your social media options. What are they? Well, folks, guess what? They just proved the point during the last commercial. YouTube, Yahoo, Facebook, Twitter. Folks, they're all subversive to American government. Read Exodus 18:25. God gave government through Moses, for the record. That's something called common law in the United States of America. We also noticed, if you've been listening during the first and second segment, on the road, retail stores. All the way from Florida to Minnesota, all the way from New York to Minnesota, all the way from California to Minnesota. The retail stores were continuously the same. When it came from exit to exit to exit to exit, we noticed the retail stores, friends. Where was the little guy? Very far and few between. Guess who's being squeezed out? The little guy. To make way for who? Well, stores like Targets, you see them everywhere. Walmarts, you see them everywhere. Macy's, JCPenney, Nike, Polo, Adidas, many of these companies and corporations, friends, they have slaves that do their work for them. I don't know if you're aware of this or not. Many of these organizations and corporations that I just highlighted, friends, support everything that is subversive to American government in so many different ways. In other words, they're doing it to themselves. Let me keep going on here. Old Navy, Skechers, Levi's. We see these stores everywhere throughout the United States of America. When you go into a little town, let's say, for example, in South Dakota, where are the stores, the clothing stores? Very far in few between, friends. They're almost becoming like a needle in the haystack to find these little businesses. Hey, America, Americans, this is what we're comprised of. Small businesses. But the small businesses are becoming a thing of the past. What are we talking about? Everywhere you go, you're corralled into the options that are given to you by the powers that are tolerated. I want to remind you, during this whole pandemic, this whole COVID-19 perpetuated fraud, big corporations have been flourishing like mad. Notice many of the big corporations were allowed to remain open while the little guy was shut down through mandates by the tyrants in their particular states. Notice the priority. Okay? Notice the big companies were, they were allowed to remain open. Okay? Notice also, friends, that abortion clinics remained open because they said it was a necessity. I'm not kidding you. This is the government that is foreign to American government that you have tolerated far too long in this country. Read Proverbs 6:17 when you get a moment. Okay, let's get back on the road. What do we see across the country? Well, when we want to get gas, obviously we have to get gas, friends. No question about it. When we go to the gas stations, guess what our options are? Amoco, Shell, Exxon, Mobil. They have subsidiaries too, friends, like Flying J's, Love's. Friends, are you tracking with what I'm trying to share with you? Everything is given as an option. They're in concert. They're allied. They're doing this together, shutting down the little guys. It's called fascism, by the way, if you didn't know. When we go, we would go through city after city after city across America. My kids could literally look up in the sky and they could identify the airplanes flying overhead. So let's go over to travel. By the way, the last time we went to Delta was into Pennsylvania, and they made it real simple for us to say, nope, we're not going with you ever again. We're done with Delta. Okay, I guess the new business plan is now to attack their customers rather than to deal with the tyrants. No, they're in hand in glove with the tyrants, friends, building their businesses as they squash the little guys into compliance, forced compliance, which is completely illegal, but we already know that, okay? So my kids, they can look up and they can look at the planes and they can identify them and they can say, hey, Dad, look at that one. Guess which ones still remain, friends? All American Airlines, of course, Delta, Sun Country, United Airlines, Southwest, Spirit. And guess what? If you want to go flying, you can call the airport right now and ask them what airport does not have TSA, because I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but it's a complete violation of your Fourth Amendment. Yeah, that's their option. The TSA has not stopped one or thwarted one terror attack in America, of course, because they don't need it anymore. That's why they're not talking about it anymore. The American people already gave that right up. Okay? Now what are they doing? Well, you try to get on an airline today, every single one of the major airlines, you have to wear a mask. They're going right along with the tyrants' mandates. And again, I want you to remember, it's completely illegal. Our law says it's illegal. Federal judges, governors have said this is completely illegal. Why are the American people complying with it? You want the definition of fascism, friends? It's right in front of your face. You want to travel? They're in it together, friends. What about our health and medical industry? Friends, do I start there? You got Allina, you got Blue Cross, you got Blue Shield, you got big pharma companies. Why are they all in cahoots with what the government mandates are? Because they're profiting from it, just like the rest of these companies that I've highlighted are profiting from it. When you read, friends, Isaiah 28, it's important that you do. I don't shoot these out just because it's a good idea. It comes from my heart. It's called the gift of the word of knowledge. The Holy Ghost just shoots them right out. When you look at Isaiah 28, it says, and your covenant with death shall be disannulled, and your agreement with hell shall not stand. But see, most people don't realize that we learned this lesson after the fact. If you've not taken the time to see a documentary movie, it is outstanding. It's smart. It's a smart movie documentary. It's called Conspiracy. Conspiracies are very real, and it's exactly what's at play in real time here. It's what took place before Nazi Germany. And the fact of the matter is, they could have prevented an Adolf Hitler, but rather than dealing with Adolf Hitler, they did the biddings of an Adolf Hitler because they wanted to be a part of the plan. Well, how did that plan work out for you? And your covenant with death shall be disannulled, and your agreement with hell shall not stand. When the overflowing scourge shall pass through judgment, then you shall be trodden down by it. Did anybody catch that? And you shall be trodden down by it. Was the Third Reich and is the Third Reich a thing of the past? Yep. Their ideals are not. As a matter of fact, they're being played out in real time from their posterity right here in your own government today. Prevention is better than cure, friends. We don't have to have Nuremberg trials all over again. We can actually deal with the corrupt instead of having a Nuremberg trials after millions have been genocide. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
What I like most about Bradley Dean Ministries is that it doesn't really bother him if it would be offensive to someone or someone would take it the wrong way. He just very confidently always speaks the gospel.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You know, it's interesting. I got some real thinkers on Top Chat. Susan just said they are promised success, then they are too betrayed. That's right. If you look at useful idiots, they're used to push forth an illegal agenda. They're used to overthrow governments. And they're paid and they're promised by the powers that be that they will be taken care of. Just do our biddings for them. Well, it's interesting because you can see KGB defectors actually coming forward and saying that they use these people. They call them Democrats. They call them corrupt politicians. They call them reporters. That's why they call them useful idiots. They overthrow their current governments in aiding them because they've sold out their souls, Luke 22:48, like Judas sold out Jesus Christ for 30 pieces of silver. But what they don't realize is they too are at the end of the day, they're compromised and they're eradicated too. Because, for example, when it comes to the Russians, when they use useful idiots, they're the first ones thrown up against the wall and taken out. They're the ones shot dead instantly. Why? Because they can't be trusted. See, if they'll sell out their own God, they'll sell out their own government, they've got to go. But in the meantime, the enemy will use them in the process. That's called treason. Article 3, Section 3. We have government lined up with these kind of people. Okay? We have the church lined up with these kind of people. And they need to be lawfully dealt with. Let me say it again, lawfully dealt with. We were just talking about fascism and how these corporations are working hand in glove of subverting American government because they're working to implement a new global order. No one can deny this. Folks, you're not hearing anybody deny this anymore. And for 50 years, the media was used to cover for conspirators. I've given you several quotes directly from the mouth of these tyrants. Many of them are dead in hell, and they're burning, and they are exactly where they need to be now because they met the God that they worked against their whole lives. And it's interesting to note that they've now found that no man is able to keep his own soul alive. How's that working out for you? You refuse to bow the knee to the meek King of Glory, and now you are reaping what you sowed. But it's, again, interesting to note how these people on my top chat, we have thinkers here. Because everybody that compromises the truth, regardless of who you are, the minute you compromise the truth, you better understand you, too, are betraying yourself. And as Scripture clearly tells us, you will fall into the very pit that you yourselves have dug. Okay? I want to say one more thing before we get back to the topic here. People are saying, come on, Bradley, we want you to get all worked up again. I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm a preacher, okay? This may be a game to you. It's not a game to me, okay? We're talking about eternity. We're talking about our present state in this country right now. So if you want to make a game out of it and you want to be entertained, go over to Rush Limbaugh. Hey, go over to Glenn Beck. Go over to some modern day conservative who wants to sit there and feed you right into the narrative that's destroying your country today. Because I'm not here to entertain. Okay? It's the truth that makes men free. The Bible tells us to buy it and sell it not. If you're not here to buy the truth, then we'll see you later. Go be entertained somewhere else. And remember, tain derived from entertain means to stop from entering in. Go outdo yourself, because that mindset that you have right now, brother, is exactly what's going to undo you and yours. No question about it. Let's get back to this. Everywhere you go, you are corralled into going to the options that are given to you by the powers that are tolerated. I just talked about Big Pharma. I talked about the medical industry, how they're all in concert, how they're all in cahoots one with another, how they're working hand in glove to destroy themselves, because at the end of the day, they are. They are. Let me ask you people something that are a part of this alliance. What is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? I mean, when you look at a hearse, you don't see luggage racks on top of hearses. You know, it's interesting, too. 140,000 people die every day without even having a clue that today is their last day. Okay? The Bible's clear that life is but a vapor. The Bible's clear you're not promised tomorrow. And I want to tell you this, if you have your eyes fixed on the author and the finish of your faith, Hebrews 12:2, he is your all in all. King David desired his presence more than anything else. And he's exactly right if you understand that anointing and the presence of God. Let's get back to the next point. What about the mainstream media's networks? What kind of news do you get? Let me call it for what it is. What kind of propaganda do you get? Well, you get it from pretty much the same resources, because we see the big tech companies are trying to shut down the little guy. Why? Because it doesn't work for the narratives of such outlets. By the way, ABC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, USA Today. Now we're talking about paper outlets, right? New York Times, Time Magazine, the list goes on. Notice again, all these outlets are owned by the same six corporations worldwide. So when we think of what William Casey said, is it true? Oh, yeah, it's true. We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false. Folks, who owns all of these companies that I'm talking about, that I've named? The same people that are alive in this fascist state, okay? What about the politicians? Same politicians. Everybody's talking about Joe Biden and Donald Trump as if to suggest it's a real warfare going on here. One's the good guy, one's the bad guy. It's always the same way, by the way. And somehow or another, Joe Biden's up. Just think about that. Joe Biden's up, yet nobody comes to his rallies. We can't find anybody at his rallies, but the mainstream media is right there, fueling the fire, trying to legitimize Joe Biden and attempting to drive more support to Donald Trump in hopes that you believe the good guy's going to win the day. The fact of the matter is they're both on the same team. The fact of the matter is there's 1,156 presidential options given to the American people, which only proves, friends, everywhere you go, you are corralled in going to receive the same options by the powers that are tolerated. They're on the same team. Just like Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton were on the same team. Just like Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton were on the same team. Has anybody ever seen the pictures of the presidents of the past? They were arch enemies in the face of the public behind closed doors. They're best of friends. Of course they are. This is pro wrestling at its very worst. You gotta wake up, America. That's my job. Wake you up. So when it comes to the politicians, friends, you don't play and work for the same special interest groups trying to create a new world order. Guess what? You're ostracized. You're demonized. They'll polarize you. They'll try to make you look like the bad guy in the face of the people. If people have learned anything to this point in life, when the media attacks somebody, you can almost rest assured, 98% of the times, they're attacking the good guy that's exposing the bad guys for what they are. Almost 98% of the time. That has been my finding in 23 years in ministry. Okay, so the same politicians, the ones that are highlighted, they're not doing anything. Folks, when they receive a real warfare, their lives are threatened, they're being badgered, they're being lied about and defamed by the media, those are the good guys, just for the record. What about those in the church? Got to get to this. I mean, we have Billy Graham, Franklin Graham, just had our friend Lynn Taylor on just last week talking about how Franklin Graham is aiding through Samaritan's Purse the UN agenda. Of course he is. And the American people, namely in the church, have suggested within themselves and deceived within themselves, deceived themselves into believing that he, for example, is to be the one that needs to be emulated. No, that's the furthest thing from the truth. I mean, the dude's creepy. Let's call him for what he is. The world offers Billy Graham a star in Hollywood. Okay, the occultic pedophiles, witches. The list goes on. They give him, they honor him with a star. Why? Well, the Bible's clear. The world will love its own. He preaches a message that's contrary to the Word of God. If anybody knew the Word of God, they would have known that he was a fake. What does Luke 6:26 tell us? Woe unto you when all men speak well of you, for so did their fathers of the false prophets. Oh, everybody loves Billy. Everybody loves Franklin. You better put a check on yourself, y'all. Jesus was hated. This is my commandment, that you love one another. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. What Bible are you reading? The message is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's not God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. These are the same options. Which ones are in front of your faces right now, friends? Franklin Graham, Robert Schuster, he's gone now. Pat Robertson, he's senile. James Dobson, he's not even ordained. You have Paul and Jan Crouch, John Hagee, Robert Jeffress, Joel Osteen, and the list goes on. Read 1 Kings 13:33. These are all the options that are tolerated by the powers that are tolerated. Why? Because that's what they want you to follow. Those guys in the church right now are there to do nothing but to keep everybody in the professed church in America in line. In line. You need to understand that. From restaurants to hotels to clothing stores to the airlines, from politicians to preachers, there's a clear alliance going on here. There seems to be playing, friends, if you haven't noticed, they're all on the same team. Abortion, homosexuality, homosexual marriage, illegal immigration, transgenderism. Folks, they're all pushing the same agenda at the same time, are they not? What about the mask mandates, which are unconstitutional? Everywhere you go, they're all pushing it, right? Though it's illegal, why are you obeying that? Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.